Ach Gott, ich denke, das ist so ein bisschen. So, what do you think of the Kurdish problem in Iraq then?
Baby, it's very natural.
Huh?
It's very natural. But it's not, it's like the least of it.
Yeah. What else is it? Where's the fighting in this film? There hasn't been any for the last 2 minutes. I'm getting bored. Whack the sound down so it will come. See the fight without the noise.
Yeah,
what
story?
What story?
No,
bloke playing a flute.
What?
Because it would be still in one piece. Because this isn't very holy.
Yeah, it was regurgitating it.
Regurgitarianism. Sorry, I've got the key.
Yeah, probably.
Like mine?
Yeah. What time is this to get? What?
Hello? Hiya. Downstairs, house. I don't know. Well, I did in here. Did a bit, yeah. About half hour. Yeah. Yeah, right. Bye. Yeah. Okay, bye.
Don't do phone calls.
Oh, I.
She's broke Major Laura, International Longman's Dictionary.
Sorry, why don't you say move it on?
Oh, okay.
Making sure for you.
What's the matter with
you? Cripple or something.
I'm being crippled. Tiggles.
Tiggles?
Yeah, or what else? What's the intensity word then?
Tickles. Not tiggles. It's got a CK in
it,
dumb jib. Tiggles.
Yeah, you have to try your flashlight if it's cold.
I don't know how to spell. Three B sweet boy. Thanks. It's just now. Sean Connery.
Yeah, right.
That one there, see? I meant to what?
You want to cut them.
I meant to cut them, your fang.
Yeah, I'm giving you advice now, you want to cut them.
I meant to cut them, my fang. Yeah, alright.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll get around to it.
Go
on. No, look, honest. You've got a bit of like piggish nose, haven't you?
Oh, thank you.
No, it looks. It's
too nice,
it's nice and cute when it's like from the side.
Yeah.
Or from the front. We like this angle as well. Oh, thank you.
That's really
nothing.
It's so sweet.
Right. Why do your eyes look like this? It's dark. And you can't see the tooth that's wonky. And you can't see his shadow yet.
So you can't see him in the floor, he's that dark.
Actually, it's dark enough not to see this yellow.
Mm.
If I could see it was yellow, then it would be shed.
Okay.
No, it's me doing that, not someone else. Why? Don't say it.
Thank you.
God, gee, that is a
Hey.
serious. No, that is like really threatening.
Yeah.
Like, that's. It's okay.
Fine.
I would.
No. Well, I was well funny last time. We were sitting in the room and we were playing these games. I say a word.
Yeah.
And you have to say one another word that sounds like it.
Yeah.
And, if I say lummox.
Yeah.
Say blummox, stomach, nummox, hummox.
I'm going to tell you like proper words though.
No, we were doing it. Well, we did it for lummox, nuttox.
Oh, I can't imagine what to do
after. Nuttox, blux, plummox, Susanna Mux, and everything. Who we just
tired.
Come down to Susanna Mux.
Oh.
I recorded it last night when we were in the room. It was well funny. It was Si, Dave, Johnny Huckler, me, Colin, someone else, Johnny.
You should have recorded it.
Oxy. Is it alright then?
Yeah, I do.
Alright. That gave you a key flip at the back. Plum.
Like,
what's something like? last couple of summers.
Oh,
I
no,
did.
That's your heat wave, isn't it? When was it? Oh, 71.
76.
So.
Well, they haven't had cold winter. They haven't had cold winter.
Pretty cold this week.
Not cold for any prolonged period.
Ground wasn't so frozen solid for any period at all.
Jubbly!
Don't, first poach.
You get more eggs this way, you get two eggs this way.
Get two eggs the other way.
No, no, there's only two for in the pan.
Yeah, but you're here after late.
Still have a mud guard on the back at least.
Still here. People buy away, don't they? By somebody making some profit. We show you what we do buy, don't we? Not fast.
You can go, but not fast. I'll go quicker than what I would with ladies, by the way.
I bet you could. I'll get that in Top Gear and you can really wind on a bit. I thought they were going to be a good ride, in between, like the old sports bike used to be, straight handed by John.
But was he going to ride on one of them to Brighton?
Yeah.
Mind you, probably more comfortable in the race, weren't they?
That's not just what he used to do. I drove up there and back, and the legs don't ache, they ache a bit at a time. But that, you know that bone you get? Each side of your chest, your bum there, you got that bone. Underneath there's a bone there, you might. Or the bottom, the bone that you sit on. You know when you see the skeleton, you get that bone.
Tailbone.
No. It's the bottom here. You've got two. Just in there. In there, you've got bones. Your bones.
Pelvis.
Might be the bottom of your pelvis. In there. And
yeah.
Bloody hell. You bruise. You sit on it. It doesn't. I thought I might. I suppose after a while you get blisters, but it's bruised. To get a softer saddle, you might get other problems.
Get a sore bum just sitting down or anything.
Oh,
we
can do,
really.
Yeah.
Especially
yeah.
If you move.
Yeah. Oh, Christ, yeah. The old legs start to make a bit on the way back. But, not for, you know. It's fair enough. So we came out of Paul's place, long Belmont Parade, up past the ponds there, and as I thought, I'm knackered, I'm going up on those ponds, that's a good one. That don't look bad. You start bottom of Belmont Parade, up those ponds, up to the traffic lights where you used to change buses, that's all uphill and it's slow. And you've just started and you're not warm. And it's like running out of the air, running up that hill there. Now, you could run up that hill if you had a sort of round a couple of times around a nice steady track, nice and warm and ready to go, you'd run up the hill. You come out of the air, run down, and you're not warm, you're still, you get. Well, I've come out and I thought, oh, it's like this one. And you go up past that set of traffic lights, you go up and you're still struggling, past the ball, that's still uphill, and you get to the, just round that bend and it starts dropping down. And it's a gradual drop down the roundabout, to the next roundabout, it's pretty level there, not too bad a roundabout. Right the way across to Scads Hill, I went down Scads Hill, right the way down to Alton, bottom of Alton High Street, come out by the toilet, right off, on the right of Alton High Street, up to his house, that's a bit of a drag.
Yeah.
That's a bit of a long drag, that one. Not, but a bit of a drag.
pull, it open up a bit there, go a bit faster. It's level, but that was a bit. And then from Barnes's angle left, up to Chelsfield, and that's bloody heck killed. Up to the, you know what I mean? And up over the fields, where you go through the fields to the five fields, that was the killer. Because that opened. Now coming back, came out of Bells, straight down to Chelsfield, got to the bottom. Progress Hill wasn't too bad. Because short, sharp, you can see it there, just at the wicket at the top of it. Get up to the roundabout, we angle right, and then that is a bit of a drag all the way up. So coming the other way, it was downhill from just past the ball. Until you get to the ball, almost to that junction, you turn off the top. And you're going uphill, just slowly, but you get up to that our junction, and she drops down. We went straight down through the side street, and we hung a right in the one-way system. Turn left, didn't quite get the green lane, turn left, and up and come round the green lane, up, and in the back way, in through his... Sorry, it took about three quarters an hour to get there, just over the half an hour getting back. Mind it's a lot shorter the way we came back. That was a killer up round by almost an ice bit in this place. I reckon we got down from the Bells, Chelsfield, to the bottom of Progress in 6-7 minutes. Might have been a bit more than that, but couldn't be much. It took a fair while to get up Robert Hill. These blokes go over the bloody side of the mountain, I don't know. Better, mate. More than just bloke in the front, he's a killer, he's there, isn't he? You get tucked in behind and start any racing. I've always said to you. The bloke in the front, mate, he does all the donkey work. You get in up tight behind him, you just drag you around, mate. Whether he punches hole in the wind, in the air or not, I don't know, like cars. But yeah. It does seem easier. Up behind someone. Normally you're the right distance. Too far, and you get, you're fighting it again. But if you can get right up. You would think that a faster car, that a slower car, could overtake a faster car just by getting up behind him, wouldn't you? Coming out. You think as soon as he comes out, he's going to go back again.
That's right.
But they don't, do they? You get two cars of equal speed along a straight.
But it's a momentum, isn't it?
One gets up behind it, and because judging it for the bend, I suppose, but you see they come up, don't they? And then you think as soon as you pull out, he's going to get all that, he's going to get all that, but they don't, do they? If they go, reason for that, I suppose. Because they're going flat out when they're like that. It's not like you're going to say, like, when you go along the car alternate to overtake the bloke. When they're like that, they are flat out down the straight, and all he does is get the turn and come out.
It's not like he's going
faster, this geezer. He's not. He's getting a drag from him, and then all of a sudden he comes out and he goes past him. You think, Zach, could we explain a little bit more on the old box the reason why for that?
I probably don't know.
Yeah, plane flight, isn't it? But if you know, you would assume that as soon as you got outside him, that bloody draft that comes around will push him back, and the other bloke would carry on.
Yeah.
We might have a different winner tonight.
Yeah. Winning's pretty quick, aren't they?
They're first and second on a grid, aren't
they? Yeah.
But they might say, oh, no, I don't tend to blow up, do they? Mansell tends to break them, doesn't he? The other bloke tends to run out of road a bit, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's always...
A bit erratic, doesn't he?
Yeah. He's not a real charger, is he?
No. The only thing that I will do, but he might do, he might keep... Because once Senna gets away, mate, that's murder, he might keep him behind.
Slight left.
Yeah, he's not used to driving behind, is he?
No.
He's always had the bloody thing of getting in the pit stop, getting his car going.
Ferrari's son, isn't they, or something?
Yeah,
boy, isn't it? Own bikes, and they're
right.
All Yamaha.
Yeah, they were production bikes.
Yeah.
But when you get production, right, any car's production, like when they get these, the minis used to, all they do it now. You get Much better, really, much better racing. Once you get a bloody car that is a little bit quicker and a little bit more reliable, all the rest, don't matter what you've got behind the wheel, you're struggling, really. They got cars in that Grand Prix circuit with the same engines, isn't they? Different chassis, and the one with a different chassis don't go with it. Same engine, you might have a Renault engine or the Renault, you know, you've got exactly the same engine in, and it won't go because the design of the chassis is not quite right or whatever it may be. Or the braking system. Don't catch fire, the old brakes, in my seat. They need to catch fire a bit, don't they, the old brakes? The old brakes catch fire, it's a burn.
They always used to lock them, I don't
suppose they'd have that. Well, right. They've got this anti-locking stuff now. They still lock a bit occasionally, but if they put anti-locking on a racing car, might be the
gearbox is a semi-automatic,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's not like a semi-automatic.
What, well, the thing on the gear, not a
gear. Oh, no, it's just all the old computers, isn't it? Like we have a computer in it. One did, didn't he? Had that computer on it or something? Well, I think one had a computer. Was that that was suspension, wasn't it?
Oh yeah.
Who had that suspension? Didn't last.
Lotus, yeah.
Yeah, that didn't last, is it? Don't know what that's done. Yeah, was that on a computer or something?
Yeah. Mind you, look at that Lotus. I know I'm not doing it anymore. Lotus, play.
What's that?
Racing.
Yeah, isn't it? Not doing very well. It's still in there, like hanging in, watching it on their feet, isn't it?
All right.
Because
they had, they said Nakajima.
Yeah. Well, that Nakajima, because that's
been
there.
He's a Japanese bloke, isn't he?
They had a Japanese engineer, didn't they? He's not useless. Well, he's not useless, but he's not Grand Prix, not understanding with him, but that's all. And I suppose the old Lotus would have catched 32. As they still race, as they still the old sports car. It's nice to, you know,
it's advertising, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Because it comes in, it's so bloody expensive. Things that come from the racetrack, but I don't know. Might have done. Might have.
They change the clutch every race, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. You're right, you're right.